Bitch.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. And the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's FreeTalkLive.com. Coming up, a Jack Thompson update. Maybe you know who Jack Thompson is. He is the anti-video game violence attorney out there trying to make a name for himself by suing Grand Theft Auto and that sort of thing. We'll give you an update on him. But first, we go back to your phone calls, which is what the show is all about. Back to Josh in Kentucky, who was interested in continuing an extended conversation we had last night about theology and the nature of the universe and various different things like that. And Josh, you just barely gotten a chance to get started with your point. You were talking about the Kabbalah, which is some sort of I don't really know. I don't think I have a grasp on what exactly
Jewish mysticism.
Jewish mysticism. So, but what does that mean, Mark? And like Jewish mysticism.
Josh, mysticism.
Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
What is it? What does it mean, Jewish mysticism? What does that mean?
Well, these were systems that were passed down by word of mouth. They weren't written down until probably, you know, the times of after the times of Christ.
I see. Gotcha.
So,
and you were beginning to tell us about the Tree of Life.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about how on the Tree of Life, the Sephiroth, how there's the Kether, and
what is Sephiroth and Kether?
What?
What is Sephiroth and Kether?
The Kether is a Sephiroth of the Sephiroth, which are the 10 aspects of the Tree of Life, the aspects of God.
Okay.
And Kether, the one at the top, was what the Jews knew as God, you know, in the monotheistic sense.
Okay.
But it knew no duality, and it had to compare itself to something, so it created the second Sephiroth, which is known as Chokmah. And Chokmah is the masculine aspect of the Tree of Life, which is where the concept of Adam originated.
Okay.
And from Chokmah came the third Sephiroth, which is known as Bina, or Eve. And this is the basis of the creation story. And I think people that believe in this need to look at where it originated, and this is where it originated. And you know how God takes a rib from Adam, and that creates Eve. That's all a part of the Tree of Life. And I just wanted to clear that up, you know, for people that might not have known that.
So you were saying that the Bible is, from your understanding, a book of stories designed to not particularly be literal, but to impart some sort of lesson. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
And so you're suggesting that instead of taking a rib from Adam, it was actually a tree? They, like, took a...
No, she was a portion of this
tree. No, it was an aspect.
Aspect.
Okay, I don't know if that clears anything up for me, but...
I don't know enough about it, and I suspect that Kabbalah requires more digging than we have done, and, you know...
I couldn't explain it all in one phone call.
So so what is your belief system, Josh, in Kentucky?
My belief system? Well, I'm kind of like... I believe kind of what you do. I'm kind of a pantheist, I guess.
Mm.
I believe, you know, like, all is God, and God is all.
Yes, that God doesn't have particularly a consciousness, but is instead all that is, or the universe. That there is not a God, a monotheistic God, lording over everyone and determining whether or not they've done right or done wrong and sending them to some fiery brimstone or some heavenly place.
Right, I don't believe in a God like that.
That you believe that we are all here on the leading edge of this experience, creating things that have never before been created, and we're doing it on our own. That this
I believe
is
each and every human is divine.
That you can your heaven or hell is right here, right now, and you can choose.
We get to create it every single day.
Right, you get to choose for yourself which one you want to be in.
Yeah, and that's like the law of attraction. Like the law of attraction itself, it's been around since the dawn of man. It's just throughout history, it's just been known under a different name, and that's magic.
Hmm.
And that's magic spelled with a K. Which Aleister Crowley, I don't know if you've ever heard of him. He popularized that.
Sort of a satanic figure.
Occultist.
Yeah.
And the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn, they popularized magic in the 19th century. And in the broadest of definitions, magic is using means not known to Western science to manipulate the reality around you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to have a spiritual connotation or anything like that. I mean, the naturalistic view of magic is that it's a way to tap into your subconscious. because the subconscious, it controls everything we do. I mean, everything that you think, everything, every action you take is controlled by your subconscious mind, and you don't even know it's there. And using the various, you know, magical techniques that, like, the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn have, you know, brought about, you can tap into your subconscious and reprogram it to lead you to whatever it is you want, you know, like...
Well, the definition you're using of magic...
...or any desires you have.
Josh, the definition you're using of magic isn't much different than prayer, right?
No, well, there is a difference, because prayer suggests there's some sort of external authority
but
that
the
you
definition
have to appeal to.
No, but I understand what you're saying, but the definition that he gave, prayer would fit into that. Any means that
prayer
is...
Prayer is a form of magic.
Right. Okay.
Like, for example, if I wanted a brand new car, I would use magic to tap into my subconscious and manipulate it in a way that every single action that I take from that point on will lead me to that car.
Yeah.
Have I explained that?
It makes sense to me, because I understand
the
law of attraction.
Magic is an unacceptable word to use.
I would never use that term.
But, you know, okay.
There you go, Josh. Good conversation. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Well, there is one. I went to the Ron Paul Freedom Rally at the Louisville Palace on Saturday.
Okay.
And that, more than anything else, like, I have my qualms with the Free State Project, but actually being around so many people that believe what I believe, like, I think I am going to move to New Hampshire.
It's exciting. I'll tell you, there's nothing like it. I know what it's like to have a political opinion that no one that I know shares, and the people I do know that I share it with too often scorn it.
Mm.
And therefore, you know, being around people that do share it and are passionate about it in the same way I am, it's really nice.
I'd like to congratulate you for your decision, and I understand that the Free State Project is not a perfect organization.
Nope.
I have my critiques of it as well, and they're a sponsor of the program. So, I mean, but even though they are a sponsor, I still have my critiques of the organization. But, the concept is totally valid to bring liberty activists together into the same place. The proof is there. It's happening. Liberty, it's on the rise here in New Hampshire, and we really do have some of the best activists from all over the place. It's really the law of attraction in a very overt sense. It's people who are coming together. They're choosing to come together with one another, and there are going to be some amazing things that begin to happen.
When you have that many different wills, you know, will, like, intention, when you have that much intention going towards one thing, there's something bound to happen, and that's why I'm going to join.
Something's bound to happen.
Be out there.
Absolutely. I was standing outside of, I think it was the State House. Probably won't be there again in a long time, but I was standing outside the State House with Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com, as well as a few other people, and we were just standing there, and the feeling was like, where else would we want to be besides together with these people? Like, I feel like I shouldn't be anywhere else. I feel like I'm in the right place with the right people.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I felt at the rally.
At the right time, and it's just everything's right about this movement. So I'm excited about seeing you up here, Josh, and maybe you can make it out.
And when I get up there, I aim to misbehave.
There you go. That's good.
We would expect nothing left.
Thank you, sir, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Yep, 800-259-9231. That's misbehave in a pro-freedom way.
Yes. Right. The Ron Paul rallies, I've heard Ron Paul speak twice now, and both times I just don't feel like I'm in listening to a politician. When I listen to a politician, it disgusts me.
Mm-hmm.
The way they, you know, always want to use violence and steal people's money and solve their problems through the means that they continue to do it through. But when I've heard Ron Paul speak, I get really, really excited. Like, I jump up and down and yell kind of excited. Tears come out of my eyes kind of excited.
Hmm.
And my wife, she just can't believe it. When she's, you know, she walks out of those rooms pretty excited, too. And, you know, this isn't her gig. The freedom thing isn't her gig. Not to say that she doesn't believe in it. She doesn't believe that you should sacrifice anything in your life for it.
This is what my life is about.
Don't lose a dollar for freedom.
I've got nothing else to do with my money at this point. Why should I hang on to it? It's just going to lose value.
What am I leaving for my son in this world other than that?
I've got what I need as far as, you know, a house to live in. I've got a lovely lady. Got a nice kitty.
Sure do.
At this point, I'll spend all my extra money on promoting this message. I got nothing else to do with it. More coming up. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up anything, this is Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The Believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas, May 21st, 2008. Gold, 917. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $943.50, $464.70 for half, $232.35 for quarter. That's $943.50, $464.70, and $232.35. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improve circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, the archives are included, so go grab up to an entire year's worth of Free Talk Live right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com.
When we go to Porkfest, what are the dates of Porkfest? Is it the
9th through the 15th?
Sounds right.
I believe that would be the case. Yes, you don't have to check, Mark, but go ahead.
Well, I want to make sure we're giving out the information 9th through the 15th. SACL CAI is going to have the fun tent, and they'll have their your limited supply Porkfest beer mug. You can drink responsibly with Osborne.
That's Jason Osborne,
right? One of the owners of SACL CAI.
He hasn't called in enough to really brand himself to where anyone would know what or who Osborne is.
Right. Featuring select microbrews from New Hampshire, margaritas, guest celebrity bartenders, if you call us celebrities, prize drawings, and more. And when he gives away prizes, they gave away a Free Talk Live engraved iPod at the Liberty Forum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that thing was cool,
man. It was sweet. It went to an older gentleman named David Macko. So, I hope he enjoyed
to
it. Yep, but good prizes.
That's so the content.
Yep.
There's going to be a lot of this going on.
You can check out the SACL CAI's banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. And, you know, going back to what we were talking about with Josh, the idea, the feeling of being around literally hundreds of people that are with you, hundreds of people that are ideologically compatible with you, that you don't have to explain yourself to, that they're already qualified. As far as they're easily going to be your friends when you move here to New Hampshire. They're so.
I can't tell you how many people we've seen that have said, you know, that Free State Project members that I've never had so many friends.
Yeah, I have to say that. I mean, they're just some of the best quality people. And I remember even you, Mark. You were skeptical in the beginning. You were skeptical. You weren't sure if you were going to be friends with these Free Stater types. And now you've spent enough time with them to where I would say that you've got some really good, some close friends at this point.
I mean, good people. I was over at Russell Canning's house who, I certainly wouldn't have put myself in Russell Canning's category of liberty activist earlier, but I was over at his house the other day. Just I was dropping off something for him, and you know he's such a nice guy to talk to.
The only thing that can make this movement better is you getting involved, is more people being here in New Hampshire and being activists for liberty. With whatever that means for you, if you've heard this show before, you know we talk about the Free State Project a lot because we are members and they are a sponsor of the show, and I just think it's a brilliant idea to move liberty activists together into the same place. And that means, and activism means what's right for you. It means doing what you're good at for liberty. So if you're good at doing web work, do web design. If you're good at speaking, go out and get some speaking engagements. If you're good at doing media, do media.
Before you go on with that activism stuff, it's all great and well and good and everything. But was I a liberty activist in Sarasota?
Well, you'd come out when I ask you to do things sometimes.
Would that make me a liberty activist? I mean, would you think?
More so than anyone else. More
so
than Sarasota.
I think I came out because I was interested in these things, and you know, I liked you. I thought you were an interesting guy. I wouldn't have considered myself a liberty activist by any stretch of the imagination. Mm-hmm. I might show up at a Libertarian Party meeting now and then, and I might show up at the booth at the fair. But, you know, that was really the sum total of it.
Yeah.
If you believe in liberty and you want to see it happen, forget what you can do for liberty. That will come to you after you get here. Because I've gotten involved in all kinds of things.
Oh, that's a good point. There are so many opportunities. You will, and that's one of the neat things about being up here, is that you really have to be selective about what you want to get involved with because there's so much to do. You could go and run a camera on a public access television show. You could go host your own show. You could go, do web design for one of the variety of different organizations that are here. You can go and review, if you like the political scene, you can run for office. You can review bills with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. I mean, there's so much to do. And if there's not yet something that is right for you, well, you can just create your own idea. And then other people will come and they'll help you with that. If they think it's a good idea. Which there's so many people here looking for things to do, it's not hard to find people to get involved in what you're interested in. So, and again, it's like the feeling when you're here, it's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I know Josh said that he was around a bunch of the Ron Paul activists in Kentucky down there. I would even venture to say that the Free Staters are, it's a different thing altogether there because the people here aren't just kind of, I get the feeling that a lot of the Ron Paul people are sort of newbies, if you will, to the movement of liberty. I'm not trying to down them or anything like that, but there are just the people here in New Hampshire are the best of the best. They really are the cream of the crop as far as activism is concerned. And many of them are going down the same road that I've gone down. I was reading a blog post from one of the movers from, she came in here, I think she came a few years back. Her name's Friday on the forums at nhfree.com. She was, when she originally moved here, she thought the idea that there were anarchists involved was, you know, scary. She didn't know what to think about that, and the idea that people didn't even vote was very bothersome to her. And now she's coming along that sort of anarcho-capitalist free marketeer road to where she's pretty much repudiated any involvement in politics at this point. I think she's the vice chair of the Libertarian Party. She's going to serve out her term, and then when she's done with that, she's basically done with politics. So I mean, just for lack of a better term, the radicalization of the activists here is just so wonderful and so positive. And really, we do have the best of the best. And it feels like this is what everything that I've done in my life has led up to. It's led me to be here doing this. And everyone else is here for the same reason. And getting more people into that same place is only going to be so much more powerful than we currently are. Not power in that lording it over others or that sort of power, but just power as far as influence, and that something amazing is happening here. And if you can't be here, then keep listening to Free Talk Live. We'll bring you the information, and we'll bring you the stories and the experiences. 800-259-9231. Jeff is gone, so we won't be continuing with Jeff. 800-259-9231. Instead, Jack Thompson. The story is from 1UP.com. Actually, it's all over the gaming websites. Lawyer Jack Thompson has long been more famous for practicing publicity stunts than law, but now it seems that Thompson's discipline has finally caught up with him. Game Politics reports that the Florida Bar has issued a 38-page complaint against Jack Thompson in early 2007, and the resulting trial concluded late last year. Now, the decision is in, and Judge Dava Tunis has recommended a guilty verdict for 27 of the 31 charges, including knowingly making a false statement of material fact or law to a tribunal and using means that have no purpose other to embarrass, delay, or burden a third person. According to Law.com, Thompson filed a motion to strike the recommendations as being too vague. He says, "I'm going into this blind. She should have issued her report to at least her findings, and then have a sanction hearing. The majority of the..." I don't know what that means. "The majority of charges stem from a suit related to Grand Theft Auto, with others coming from Thompson's attempt to have the video game Bully declared a public nuisance. But as damaging as this trial is for Thompson, it's only the culmination of a series of penalties that have all but stripped him of his right to practice law in his home state of Florida. In March, he was disallowed from filing anything with the Florida Supreme Court unless it's signed by another lawyer in response to antics that included submitting surreal picture books and gay pornography as evidence. Now the Florida Supreme Court must make a ruling based on the recommendations put forward by Judge Tunis, with a disciplinary hearing scheduled for June 4th. But even with the penalty undecided, Thompson's legal career could be effectively over." Karma's a bitch, Jack. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Talk Live, it is your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the wiki. You can get interactive with over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. That's W-I-K-I. freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We go to a story from the New York Times about snitching. Interesting observation here the Times is making that apparently as the economy is getting tougher for some people, their likelihood of snitching out their neighbors and friends increases because in the world we're in today, you get paid to snitch in many places.
Yep, that's true.
So, and by the way, I'm not suggesting the Times is anti-snitching. From what I understand, parts of this story are very kind of lauding of the idea of snitching.
You know, I'm sort of of two opinions when it comes to snitching. I think when you're if you're telling the cops about your neighbor's private business in order to make money, you're a snitch. If you're telling about somebody's drug use or something like that in order to quote unquote get them help, you're a fool. If you are if you tell something that you know about somebody who got hurt or something that got stolen in order to get that that situation rectified, you're a hero.
Yeah, in that last case, that would be the only case that I would agree with so-called snitching on, but if we're talking about nonviolent consensual crimes, drug use, prostitution, gambling, that sort of thing, or your grass growing too high, whatever, then that's snitching, and it's despicable. Anyway, here's a story. To gas prices, foreclosure rates, and the cost of rice, add this rising economic indicator. The number of tips to the police from people hoping to collect reward money. Calls to the Southwest Florida Crime Stoppers hotline in the first quarter of this year were up 30% over last year. San Antonio had a 44% increase. Cities and towns from Detroit to Omaha to Beaufort County, North Carolina, are all reporting increases of 25% or more in the first quarter, with tipsters telling operators they need the money for rent, light bills, or baby formula. Mm. They're actually telling them, oh, I just need some money, so I'm going to snitch my neighbor.
God.
For this year, everybody that's called has pretty much been just looking for money, said Sergeant Lawrence Beller, who answers Crime Stoppers calls in Sussex County, New Jersey's sheriff's office. He says that's as opposed to the last couple of years where some people were just sick of the crime and wanted to do something about it. As a result, many programs report a substantial increase in Crime Stopper-related arrests and recovered property as callers turn in neighbors, grandchildren, or former boyfriends in exchange for a little cash. On Friday, a woman called the regional Crime Stoppers line in Macon, Georgia, to find out when she could pick up her reward money for a recent tip. She was irritated to learn she would have to wait until Monday. I'm in a bind. I'm really in a bind, she told the hotline operator. There's a lot of stuff I know, but I didn't open my mouth. If I weren't in a bind, I wouldn't open my mouth. When she learned the money was not available, she said she'd call back with the whereabouts of another suspect whom she had just seen going down the road. Elaine Cloyd, the president of Crime Stoppers USA, a national organization of local tip programs, said that not all of the 323 programs in the country had reported an increase in calls, and that some, like those in Lafayette, Louisiana, and Broward County, Florida, attributed most of their spike to increased publicity or technological improvements like accepting tips by text message. But there was no doubt, Ms. Cloyd said, that a faltering economy was a significant factor. She said, when the economy gets rough, people have to be creative. They might give a tip when they wouldn't have in the past. For tips that bring results, programs in most places pay $50 to $1,000, with some jurisdictions given bonuses for helping solve the most serious crimes or an extra gun bounty if a weapon is recovered. In Sussex County, the average payment for a tip that results in arrest is $400. Usually you deliver the money in an unmarked car and then meet them somewhere, he said, but these people come right to the office and walk right through the front door. Some Crime Stoppers coordinators say their program appeals to community spirit and emphasize that not everyone who calls is after money, but their advertising makes no bones about the benefit of a good tip. Mobile billboards in Jacksonville say crime doesn't pay, but we do. A poster in Jackson, Tennessee draws a neat equation. Ring, ring plus bling, bling equals cha-ching. The bling in this case is a pair of handcuffs. Some coordinators suggested that rising crime rates might be driving up the number of tips, but in Jackson, Sergeant Mike Johnson said his call volume had gone from 2 or 3 a day to 8 or 9. He theorized that rising crime there was not a factor because the program advertises steadily regardless of trends. He says people just need money. Been a Crime Stoppers coordinator for 15 years watching crime rates and tips fluctuate. He says, I've never seen an increase like it is now.
Well, so are they not doing more advertising?
He has said that their level of advertising has been steady.
Huh.
Crime Stoppers programs strictly protect the anonymity of callers. Each tip is assigned a number. The tip results in arrest. Then the caller can collect a cash reward, usually by going to a designated bank. Some programs pay tipsters within hours of an arrest. Others have monthly meetings to approve reward amounts. Not only have the number of tips increased, several program coordinators said, but people are also more diligent about calling back to find out if and when they can collect. The director of the Silicon Valley Crime Stoppers program in California said most of the rewards offered by his program used to go unclaimed, but with large numbers of foreclosures and heavy job losses, he says now we're seeing rewards get picked up right away, and our tipsters being frustrated when tips aren't available as quickly as they need the money. Karen Keene, tips coordinator for First Coast Crime Stoppers in Jacksonville, said she had on occasion been given approval to pay tipsters early if they persuaded her that they needed the money to pay a light bill or some other necessity. Some people have made a cottage industry of calling in tips. Uh-huh. Although repeat callers don't give their names, operators recognize their voices. Sergeant Zachary Sell from Macon says, we've got people out there that realistically this could be their job. 2 or 3 arrests per week, you could make $700, $750 per week. Better than a minimum wage job. He said his program typically averaged 215 arrests per year, but this year it had already hit 100, and he projected it would end up making more than 300, which would be a record, by year's end. In some cases, the quality of the tips is lagging as people grasp for any shred of information that might result in an arrest.
Oh, I'm sure.
A woman in Macon, for example, recently called to report that a family member who was wanted for burglary and whose name and address were already known to the police was at home. His home. Such a tip might seem worthless on its face, but many police departments don't have the personnel to watch a suspect.
I'm sure that's a damn good tip, actually. I mean, you know, they have his address.
They got him.
They need to know when he's at home.
Yep. Sure they went and got him. They arrested him. Typically, the greatest number of calls comes in response to news coverage or, you know, weekly list of wanted suspects. At other times, people call to report a crime the police might not even be aware of, or they might just call to report the whereabouts of someone with an old warrant. Warrant tips for minor crimes generate the lowest rewards.
See, crimes that the police aren't aware of generally would be some kind of vice crime.
Right.
You know, you're not talking about a burglary that the police don't know about. You're not talking
about... My brother smokes pot.
You're not talking about a robbery. You're not talking about a murder that the cops don't know about. They're out, you know, chasing... And the more time they spend chasing down these tips on somebody smoking pot or something like that, the less time they're, you know, out there supposedly looking for the murderers that are running loose.
Warrant tips for minor crimes generate the lowest rewards, but that doesn't stop people from turning in suspects. According to one of the sergeants, we're getting a lot more calls related to wanted persons. People who know that these people have warrants out for their arrests are calling to turn them in. So before, when, you know, if you were wanted for something petty, you know, just because you're wanted doesn't mean that you've done something to harm another person.
Right.
You could be wanted for not sending in your car registration or something like that, some sort of bureaucratic snafu. Whereas your family or your friends might have protected you before because they loved you. Now, if there's a bill due or the rent's coming due, they might just turn your ass in.
How much you're worth?
Yeah, for $100. Will you still be a friend with someone like that afterward? I would hope not. Says, folks around here need the money. Says Sergeant Bridgman, her calls were up 25%, even though the program's one advertisement, which is a patrol car emblazoned with a hotline number, was out of commission. Folks around here need the money. There's no jobs. There's not a lot of jobs here. We try to pay out every 2 weeks because we know they need the money. Places with quick payments and particularly bleak economic conditions tended to report the most increases in call volume. So look out, man. People are more likely than ever to snitch you out.
The government's created, well, they're willing to give you tips for snitching on their friends.
800-259-9231. In fact, there's another one up here mentioned. Some guy got $450 for reporting drug activity. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away, but not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And again, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program, like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then you should become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board with the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is a simple one. You send in $3 a month, we take it in, reinvest it into the show, and get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board so more people can hear the message of freedom and liberty. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com.
Ian, as you know, we're my wife and I are not remodeling the kitchen.
You're building a kitchen.
Right, yeah. And we had to put some things in, and today I called internobs.com. Peter, the guy who handles it, is a big friend.
Listener of ours.
Yeah, he's a big friend of the show and supports us with advertising. And, you know, we didn't know exactly what we wanted. We knew we needed a sink and a faucet and knobs and pulls and that kind of thing, but we weren't really sure. So we called in with a couple of ideas, and he really just sort of put it all together. They have everything you can imagine. They have more sinks than you can look at, and more sinks than they have shown. So, you know, even just calling the number that they have, you know, Peter can pretty much fix all these things for you.
Nice.
Yep, you can check out their 800 number at internobs.com. That's INTERKNOBS, internobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at internobs.com.
You also want to tell them about the code, Mark. Don't forget the code.
Oh, yeah. You get 10, is it 10 bucks?
10%.
10% off with code FTL.
There you go. 800-259-9231. So the story, again, from the New York Times about the dramatic pronounced increase all across the country to snitch lines, these police Crime Stoppers lines, which, you know, if you're actually stopping a real crime, like, you know of a rapist somewhere or a murderer or something like that, where someone's actually been harmed, then okay, that makes sense. But if you're calling on your brother because he smokes pot, so you can cash in with a $450 cash reward or something like that,
you're creepy.
You're sick. Something's wrong with you. You're disgusting. You don't care about other people. You don't care about their freedom. All you care about is that you suck at paying your bills or whatever it was, whatever your excuse is for not having money. Some people have legitimate reasons. But whatever your reason is for not having money, you've decided to sell out a family member, a friend, or neighbor because it's going to get you a quick tip, going to get you a quick cash payment from the local bureaucracy. And it's just despicable.
Yeah,
and you can expect to see more of this as economic conditions decline, as the dollar inflates and buys less and less, as gas continues to rise in price. I mean, the oil prices continue to set new records. People are going to get squeezed.
$1.34 today for a barrel of oil.
They're going to feel squeezed because they're not going to want to. They're not going to want to cut down on whatever it is. However they're living their lifestyle. Inevitably, they'll have to. They're not going to want to. So they'll do whatever they can to avoid that. And if that means turning you in for something that you did, even though you didn't harm anybody else, if they just know about you, and they know that you've done something against the law, they'll snitch you out. You'll go down, and they'll get a cash payment. 1-800-259-9231 for your comments here. And this whole war on drugs is really to blame for a lot of this. It really is. Because it's just a significant chunk of the amount of calls that go into many of these police snitch lines. It's just a significant chunk of the police budget. Some police departments spend 50% of their budgets on vice.
It's easy police work.
Sure, they're not real criminals. Most of them.
It's all revenue generation, really.
Right. It's difficult to investigate a murder or try to track down a rapist. It actually takes real work and effort, and you actually have to investigate and spend time and invest money into.
But a person who smokes pot or sells pot or something like that, well, they have to do business with other people in order to do their crime.
Sure.
Heck, it's a lot easier to catch those people.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly, because if you're a cop, you pull a bunch of people over, you sort of suggest in a demanding fashion that you might be able to search their car, usually something like, I'm going to need to search your car now. I'm going to have to ask you to step out of your car. I'm going to have to ask to search your car. Things like that. Where people will feel intimidated by the police. They are trained to intimidate, and they'll feel intimidated. They'll get out. They'll let the cop search, and whoop, there's a joint in the ashtray. And, okay, well, we're going to go easy on you if you just tell us who sold it to you. And so that's how they go up the chain. They get that guy, and then they threaten to throw him in jail for 10 years, and they'll say, look, we'll reduce your sentence. We'll give you a year probation. All you have to do is just tell us who sold it to you. And they go up the chain and up the chain, and usually they don't give you that great of a break. They'll break you down, but if you're a drug dealer, you're probably going to go to jail. Odds are good. And you can be a drug dealer by having a bag of marijuana, two bags of marijuana. You can have less than an ounce of marijuana in many places. As long as it's in a few baggies, you're a dealer by the law. So don't think that just because you're a marijuana smoker that you can't get busted for dealing. It all depends on the cops you're dealing with and what kind of a mood they're in and the situation, the circumstances that surround your habits. So some people might want, for instance, marijuana smokers. They might want to have a couple of different kinds of marijuana. They may want to keep those different kinds of marijuana separate, so as in order to not put the better marijuana in with the crappier marijuana, for instance. And that would be enough right there.
Or the guy from whom they just purchased it only had the stuff in small bags. Or, you know, there's quite a few reasons. And I don't think it really matters. I mean, are you a worse person for smoking marijuana than you are for selling it to a friend of yours? No.
Some would argue that you're corrupting people by selling it to them.
A person who came to you to purchase it?
Mm.
How many of the drug deals that go on in this nation, I, you know, color me a little naive here. I did spend 9 years in prison. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me that most of them are completely voluntary and initiated by the buyer, not by the seller.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how
most drug dealers do not stand in the corner and go, psst, hey, kid, come over here and try this crack. You got to call them up on the phone and get them to meet you places or things like that.
Some of them do hang out places, but yeah, they aren't plying it on people necessarily.
Oh, there are people out there that do that. They certainly do that. That's happened to me. But if you go into the wrong neighborhoods and that kind of thing. But
okay, so the drug war on its own is awful. It's contributing to people snitching out their friends and their neighbors, and it's just terrible what it's done to families. It's torn families apart where someone gets busted for drugs and then they go to jail and then mom or dad or whoever it is that's left at home has to foot all the bills by themselves. I mean, there's so many tragic stories, but sometimes they just get really bad, like this one out of Tallahassee, Florida, from StopTheDrugWar.org. The death last week of a Florida State University student who was killed while acting as an informant for the Tallahassee police after being arrested on marijuana and ecstasy charges has sparked intense criticism of the police. On Wednesday, around 100 people gathered in the old Capitol to call for police accountability in the murder of Rachel Hoffman, 23 years old. She was allegedly shot and killed by two men who she was trying to set up for the police. Now, do you think Ms. Hoffman was trying to set these two guys up out of a, oh, I don't know, some sort of feeling of responsibility to the community to stop the scourge of drugs?
She may very well have told herself that.
No. She was busted for marijuana and ecstasy, and they told her, well, we'll give you a break if you help us get your dealers. And so, like most people put into that position, she wants to retain as much freedom as she can possibly retain.
Normally, as we all do.
Normally, she would not be in a circumstance where she would have to harm the lives of others in order to live her life. But in this case, the police have forced her into that position. So she could either not snitch out on these guys and go to jail for who knows how long, or she could work with the cops as an undercover informant and possibly, you know, just get probation and be back out on the streets. So she made her choice, and I think it was a poor choice. I think snitching in this particular case is a poor choice, but I understand why people do it. So I don't want to blame her too much for this. I will blame the police, because they are the ones that put people into these positions. They're the ones that sent her to do this deal. They are the ones that put her in a position where she could have gotten killed. And what do they have to say for themselves? Well, Tallahassee police have been on the defensive since Hoffman's murder last week. Various law enforcement spokesbureaucrats have attempted to blame Hoffman for her death by arguing she didn't follow proper informant procedures. You think she's a professional at this?
Did they give her a handbook?
Protesters at the Capitol weren't buying it. They criticized both Tallahassee police behavior in sending Hoffman out to buy cocaine and a gun, but they also leveled strong criticisms at the informant system in general. The vice president of the FSU chapter of Normal said, "We're trying to make sure TPD is accountable for their actions." Good luck with that. "I just think it was stupid that all this happened over drugs," said a friend of Hoffman since childhood. "I don't think her life was worth busting two dudes." TPD had Rachel Hoffman going into a situation she had no place being in just because she was associated with marijuana. Sad story. Yet another unnecessary death. This young lady could have been alive and studying at school, and everything would have been fine had she not been arrested for marijuana. And who did she hurt anyway? She was just smoking a joint. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our...
Have you ever...